A few words on
with regard to the Avelus of the 3 weeks in Tisha B'Av. I heard a nice mashal which maybe helps us understand and relate to the Avelus, which so many people have trouble relating to. He said that Chazal tells a story about Bar Kochba. Bar Kochba was a tremendously strong person, and he had kriches that were supernatural. In kriches, to get into his army, Chazal say that he first made it that a person has to have enough koyach to be able to, in omet, cut off his finger. And somebody that has that amount of koyach, he could join the army. So they sent him, so he made a different test. You have to be riding on a horse, and if you could uproot a tree as you're passing by on the horse, then get into the army. He himself says that they would send over rocks. They would send them over. They would fire rocks from the other side, and he would catch them and throw them back. He would knock them off with his knees. Tremendous. His Tzava Haganah Yisrael was mamish elite. It was the soldiers were one of a kind, and somebody that would see it would see that this is what's keeping Beitar from getting destroyed. This is what's keeping. However, Chazal tells us that what happened at the end of the day, how did they lose, how did they get destroyed, that somebody tipped off the Romans that as long as Lezer Amidoi is there and he's davening for Klal Yisrael, then you're not going to be able to capture them. Kitzur, what are they going to do that they should be able to get rid of him? They made up a plan. Somebody's going to whisper something in his ear, and then they'll make a kilu as if he's in cahoots with the enemies, and then they'll tell Bar Kochba that Lezer Amidoi is in the cahoots. Okay, so that's what they did. Somebody whispered to him, he's more davening. He didn't even know that somebody did anything to him, said anything to him. And then they told Bar Kochba, you should just know that somebody came over, it looks like a spy, came over and he started whispering to him in his ear, you better find out what happened. Kitsa comes over to him, he asks him, what's going on? He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Somebody came over, whispered something to you. Lehev la'adah, lehev la'nivah. Kitzur, he gives him a kick and he kills him. And from then on, the enemies came inside, they were able to capture him. What are Chazal telling us? Chazal are telling us is that what do you see? What does everybody see? They see this army that's protecting us. That's what they see. And what's really going on, Chazal tells us? That there's one Yid who's sitting there in the corner, who's davening and fasting, and it's because of him that the whole army is successful, it's because of him that no one's being captured. That's a mashal for what's going on in this world. We see a lot of things going on. This person making money, this person doing this, this person is capturing, this memshalah is coming here, and corona, a lot of things going on. What's really going on? If we'd have the real eyes of Ruchnius, we'd be seeing that, no, it's not. The people that are winning the wars, the people in the base measures, the people that's doing chesed over there, and the people that are mishazik and shemir Shabbos over there, and the person that gives somebody a pat on the back and tells them, you're doing such a great job. If you see that the Ruchnius is really the Kav Charuvin of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is what's causing the Shefa in the entire Velt, then you'd be seeing really what the world is all about, the Ruchnius of the world. To see that Ruchnius is not just the Metzius, but the only real Metzius, that's what we're lacking. It says in the Parsha, Chazal tells us that in last week's Parsha, Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata, when they went against Midian, they fought against Midian. Pasuk Pshat is Elef Lamata means 1,000 for each Shevet. But Chazal say that Elef Lamata means that it's 1,000 people that were fighting and 1,000 people that were davening. You have 1,000 people davening for the 1,000 people that were fighting. It's mentioned, why do you need 1,000 people davening? Even 5 people davening, you need. So first of all, he says, I heard from the Maharav, wanted to say this, he said that a person has a certain achrayus when he realizes that there's another person here that's fighting, and I have to daven for his success. If he doesn't come back from the war, it's my problem. I didn't daven for him, it's not his problem that he got, it's because I didn't daven well. That achrayus of knowing that it's yours, but it's also another kuda of realizing that no, the same 1,000 people that we have that are fighting, we have 1,000 people that are davening, because that's the real. However many people you have fighting on the front lines, you have to have that amount of people fighting in the base measures. You have to have that amount of people. You go through the whole Shaftim, you go through HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Nevi'im, no, by Gidon. So he wants to fight against the Goyim. So he gets the whole army together, and Rebbeinu Shlomo tells him, no, too many people. Too many people. So he cuts it down to 2,000. Too many people. So he cuts it down. So he's down with 300. Oh, okay, now he can go. Those are the people. Or Sheva Talofim Birkayim Shalei Koro Labal. The people that are fighting and the people that are on a Dargan Ruchnias. That's really what they saw by Maimon Har Sinai, was that Ruchnias and Kiyumat Torah is what keeps the world going. That's what they saw. And what they saw by Maimon Har Sinai, said Rishonim, is what was over to the Mishkan. And Maimon Har Sinai went to the Mishkan, from there to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokim of Hashras HaShchina. Hashras HaShchina means, like the Rambam says, and we're in Vuchim, that it's, you're able to see clearly that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashgiach here. How do you see that? Because it's a Mokim that was totally Ruchani. Did anybody ever go to people by Miron? For sure they know. People that were, go to Ravaya, that a person's Mamish, imagine that's what was the Beis HaMikdash. How many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people had the Beis HaMikdash? Mamish, Tzvufim. Go to the Rabarla's Simos Beis Reva, right? Your feet are off the ground. You're just going around and around, right? There's so many people. And Mishtachvin, and there's Dalet Amis in every Ruach. To think about it, Amila Yisbeinus, if you think about it a little bit, about what was on so clearly to see Ruchnias, that was the Marla of the Beis HaMikdash. And from there, a person was able, that was the Nispashat in the entire Welt, but you were able to see Ruchnias, you were able to see that this, every time that I sit down and learn, something's happening. Every time that Ruchnias is really what the real reason why the Rebbeinu Shlomo created the entire world. Everybody's busy with other things, and the main reason that we're here, people don't realize that, no, I do learn, I don't learn, I daven, I don't daven, I have kavanah, I don't have kavanah. Besides all the bilbul that people have, because what should we be doing, what should we not be doing, what's important, what's chashiv, what's, all this stuff has come, because we don't really have any clarity in Ruchnias, which is all comes from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That means that the Iker reason why the Rebbeinu Shlomo created the world, the Iker reason why we're here, is totally, totally obscure. What we see, everything that we see, is a facade. We see people, we see everything that's going on is really being decided in the Beis Medrash. It's being decided by a handful of Charedim LeDvar Hashem that are being Oisik and terrible. And that's what we don't see in the Chor. That's because the Chor Beis HaMikdash, we don't see that before. The Mela, the a little bit of the Avelis is to daven for this clarity. To daven that we should be zeiche to the purpose of why the Rebbeinu Shlomo created the world. To be able to see it. To be able to live our lives with focus. To know where we're going. And before going to Bein HaZmanim, to bear in mind this achrayis that, yeah, we're achroi. L'maisa, it is achroi. We're achroi for what goes on. And unfortunately, Bein HaZmanim is a time that is less people in the Beis Medrash, and it's more prone, chas v'chalila, to things that should not be, we'd rather not happen, and it could be prevented, by the amount of learning and davening. Is it going to be the same amount that a person's learning and davening like he's doing the Zman? No, probably not. Halavai, it shouldn't be. But at least that a person should have a kviyus. That a person should have to know, going to bring his man on to have a certain kviyus, that it can't be a hefkervelt. A certain kviyus, maybe to decide beforehand what I want to learn, maybe I'll learn shviyus, maybe something else, something to decide, take a chavad shvita. To take some sort of mikdash, some intero, whatever it is, it could be whatever it is, it could be every person for himself. Whatever it is, but to decide what it is that he's going to spend his time on, that his kviyus is going to be that way, that we should have a focus for ourselves, and be zeche, migudu zochi lenafshi, zochi nami lachrini, for all the other people. Someone's like, I think it's a good idea, everybody should daven for Klal Yisrael. Daven for Klal Yisrael, not just daven certainly for the... And the Kitzil Shurim says, don't see who am I to daven for the Bnei Beis HaMikdash. But also to daven for Klal Yisrael, for Bnei Zmanim, that everybody should be safe, for Ruach HaBegashim. There's so many dangers that are lurking out there. The Ruach HaBegashim. To daven that everybody should go into Bnei Zmanim safe, come out of Bnei Zmanim safe. Should be zeicha to start Elul with the Frischkeit on the Richtige Dagen Ruchnias, And we should be zeichim before that, that Soyim HaChamishi should be Nepach, we're still saying the Simchol Yom.